Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of April 11th, 2026, the 24th of Nisan, 5786. The following is a revised version of a message originally posted the week of April the 10th, 2021, the 28th of Nisan, 5781. And it's entitled, Serious Consequences, and I'm reading from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. And David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the ark of God. The connection between this week's Parsha, our weekly Torah portion, and its associated Haftorah, excerpt from the prophets, is very clear. The Parsha includes the death of two of Aaron's sons for their inappropriate offering. The Haftorah also includes a death due to a mishandling of one of God's most specially set aside objects. It was during David's first attempt to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, when the cart upon which it had been transported tipped, a man by the name of Uzzah attempted to stabilize it, and God struck him dead as a result. The Torah incident doesn't provide us with the specifics as to what Aaron's sons did wrong. All we know is that it was, in Hebrew, zur, strange or unauthorized. In other words, outside of that which was prescribed. The context suggests that they may have been drunk. We don't know if that in itself was what was deemed unacceptable and deserving of death, or if drinking led them to make a bad decision. In the case of the Haftorah, however, the reason for the extreme result is much clearer. David had directed his people to transport the ark in an unauthorized way. Instead of following the Torah protocol of carrying it on poles by Levites, they transported it on an ox cart. We see the acknowledgement of this error sometime later when they resume the plan, this time in keeping with Torah. The reason for the change of transport method is more explicit in the parallel passage found in 1 Divrei HaYamim, 1 Chronicles 15, verses 1 and 2. These are two examples of Bible stories that fall into my don't like it category. I'm not alone. Aaron, who lost his two sons, was understandably grieved, while David was upset and couldn't continue the journey with the ark until sometime later. Yet, as I struggle with these and other unpleasant incidents in Scripture, I realize that life is full of things that I don't like. I have heard statements such as, I could never believe in a God who, referencing stories like these. It seems to me that such sentiments are loaded with all sorts of additional assumptions. There is likely little to no understanding of the reasons behind such extreme consequences, plus little to no acknowledgement or understanding of God's complex nature, purposes, and plans that could provide the necessary context for such serious consequences. Whatever one's relationship is to the God of the Bible, life is full of serious consequences. I am aware that much of such harshness is inexplicable, but at the same time, how much trouble have we gotten ourselves into because we haven't taken life as seriously as we ought? At times, this ignorance is at an individual level, as was the case with Aaron's sons. It appears they should have known better themselves. In Uzzah's case, he suffered due to the leadership's irresponsible handling of the situation. We could learn to accept the way the world God made works, or choose to reject the God who created such an environment for human beings. More and more people insist that we need a type of freedom that ignores the consequences of our actions. Our government may protect and or mandate all sorts of preferences and or lifestyles, but that will never change the way things actually work. Not doing things God's way has serious consequences. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bites website at www.torahbites.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbites.org. And you can follow us on X, @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.